Kick it, yo.
Dad?
Yeah, buddy.
Dad.
Yeah, buddy.
Could you not breathe into the phone, Dad?
Not buddy. I like the sound of my own breath.
I mean, it's kind of hard to talk to.
Yeah. I had a sloppy joke today, buddy.
Oh, that's good, Dad.
Yeah, triple wiper.
I mean, could you just move the mouthpiece?
Nah, buddy. Nah.
That is kind of what he would say.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hey, do you want to play with voice effects real quick?
Yeah, yeah.
Can this to see it? Does this sound any differently? Okay. Hey.
No.
Hey, no, they're hearing it differently.
No, wait a minute.
Yeah.
How come I can't hear? No, but when Red Band used to do it, we could hear it in our headphones different. Remember?
All right.
He used to fuck with us.
Yeah. I'm not as... We work with Blue Band.
Yeah.
So, anyways, I hope this is sounding weird. It's not. Anyways, jeans.
Jeans.
We're back for part two of the Yoshi Spectacular. Mm-hmm. That first part was insane. And it continues now. It continues. And first and foremost, we want to tell our listeners, thank you for being here for us. And if you're still Christmas shopping...
Oh, my God.
Could you do us a favor? Could you go to yourmomshousepodcast.com and do that Santa shopping through our Amazon banner?
Yeah, all you got to do is go to our website, and you didn't say it correctly, www.yourmomshousepodcast.com. And
There's
a banner. You click on that, and you do your shopping as you normally would.
Yes.
There's no fees. There's nothing to it.
Christmas presents.
What are you going to buy me?
Now...
What are you going to buy me? I'm serious.
Well, you know what? You never have. We really need a new pair of scissors. We have old scissors.
It's really a good observation.
Isn't that a good observation?
We have shitty scissors.
Really bad scissors.
They're all dull.
I've asked you for some new knives for the kitchen.
Knives. And your slippers are falling apart.
Literally huge gaping holes.
Yeah. There's like chunks of black plastic everywhere in the house falling apart.
Yep.
Okay, I'll do that for you.
All right. And what do you want? What else do you want? Do you want something?
Oh, I want a tracksuit. I need new sweatpants.
I need a new Adidas tracksuit. Velour, please.
Hey, buddy.
Hey, buddy. So please do that. And if you are interested in shopping for a mommy, you could go to our website, yourmomshousepodcast.com, click on the store, and we have some very tasty new treats for the holiday season. We have a new shirt. It's for... Real mommies only.
Real jeans only.
What do you think of that shirt?
I think it's the coolest thing we've ever done.
Yeah.
And I think that if you're a fan of the show, it's going to be really special and surprising. And it's an inside joke for just the people that are super into the podcast. And I think that's really special.
Mm-hmm.
What's going on, jeans? You look concerned.
I am concerned.
Why?
I don't know. Talk again.
Meow, 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 meow. Did it work?
I can't tell.
Oh no! You fucked with the effects. That's what it was.
Let's go back. Let's stop. Hold on.
Yeah.
Anyway, it was perfect as I thought it was.
Oh, okay.
So what were we saying? The real mommies.
Oh, the real mommies T-shirt, which is probably the coolest thing, especially if you're a fan of the podcast. It's one of those shirts.
That's why it's for real mommies.
That it's got all the sayings that only real mommies know. And it's like a secret. It's like you're part of the in crowd. You're part of a club. And if you wear it out, it doesn't say what it is.
And the coolest thing is going to be,
the phrase is on there.
And there's no, that's what I like about it.
Yeah, me too.
There's no like, oh, here's what it is.
Yeah. Well, because like it's so, I don't like wearing labels that just show off the thing. This is like, if you're in the know, it's the shirt for you.
It's for real mommies only. Then we also created a new bundle for our fans. This is the Wipe Down collection. Mm. And it includes a Top Dog shirt, all three albums that we have, and your poster.
Mm-hmm.
$40.
What a deal for the holidays.
That's a holiday extravaganza. And Top Dog shirts are also 25% off for the month.
Nice.
Of December.
For baby Jesus' birth.
Right.
Baby Yezushka is born that day.
Don't forget to come see your jeans. The two of us are going to be together. Christina's going to come with me. I'm going to do Cobb's December 21st through 23rd with my buddy Chris Porter, who's a great guy and a great comic.
Chris Porter.
And you can also see Tina. She's going to do spots that weekend, and then we're going to go celebrate Christmas. And the week before that, which is next week, I'll be in Vegas. If you want to come see me, I'm at the LA Comedy Club in Las Vegas, and I have that up on TomSegura.com.
That's good, James. And then for me, I'm on hiatus until January 2013. You can see me at the San Jose Improv in San Jose, California, January 3rd through 6th. And then I'll be in Kansas City the following week, January 10th through 13th. So come out and see me, mommies. And let's have some fun. Let's pull our jeans up together.
That's what being a mommy is all about. It's just about having fun.
Pulling your jeans up as high as they can go over your eyes.
Now, are you ready for part two of Yoshi?
I don't know. Is anybody really ready for part two?
I don't think so, man. I don't really think so.
Holy crap.
Let's get into this.
Let's do this.
This shit is big time!
Who is Randy?
Don't bring anyone loving to this.
Your mom in the fucking stand!
Welcome to your mom's house with Tom Segura. And
Christina Pajitsky. Christina
Pajitsky. Welcome to your mom's house.
Welcome back. This is, if you're listening, part two of the Yoshi Opus episode.
And Yoshi's particularly happy because it's December 7th.
Yeah,
you're which really is what, Yoshi?
Pearl Harbor Day.
And
sorry, everyone.
Do you guys, is there like a pride about that in Japan? Like, they're like, hey, we fucking took it to them on Pearl Harbor Day. Or no. That's not very...
There's like Pearl Harbor 50% sales on bed mattress and shit like that. Well, it's like 4th of July for us.
It's like when we got Osama.
But the Japanese way of being, the culture is like...
they don't even want to talk about that stuff. They're right. They're really... Young people don't even have any idea.
Well...
They're trying to forget all that shit.
Really?
I you know, I mean...
I'll tell you what I don't want to forget at all. Nagasaki, Hiroshima. I got posters of that shit in the bedroom.
Okay.
Gets my blood going.
It's like in Germany. I went to Berlin, mm-hmm. and nobody wants to talk about, you know what.
Your dad, Hitler.
Wiener Schnitzel. Yeah, nobody wants to talk about it.
And your uncle.
Not only did Eichmann.
Eichmann.
Goering.
Thank you.
Goebbels.
Not only they don't want to talk about it, but they're really stay away from national pride and show the German flags and stuff like that. Because I go to Germany all the time.
Well, rightly so. Yeah. I mean, they may have fucked up a little.
Yeah. It's actually a crime to talk about Nazi shit, Hitler. Yeah.
It is.
Oh, yeah.
To be
do a Nazi salute in Germany. That's
but
a, that's
you know what
offense.
I just learned watching the History Channel is that the Russians killed more people.
Many more.
Well, yeah.
Stalin killed 20 million plus people.
Yeah. He was a real piece of
shit.
And
people are like, who? What was that? Yeah. No,
are you saying the Jews had a better marketing of their tragedy?
It's not
Chinese lost 40 to 50 million. Nobody gave a fuck about that.
Sure. Yeah. Wow. And what did you scumbags do to the rape of Nanking, right?
Oh, that's
you
guys, one. Yeah, occupation of Manchuria, which is a province in China.
Manchukuo? I remember The Last Emperor, one of my favorite movies.
You Japs are fucking savages.
Savage.
Man. Really crazy.
Break you guys people, are. You
break
really
people's
are.
Arm, kicks ladies' heads in. Look, but you can't leave our audience. I mean, fucking just...
Yeah.
You can't get on a fucking dental update and then just drop it.
Right.
You owe them a dental update to start this part of the show.
Even though it's been like 3-4 months, you don't care?
3-4 months?
What are you talking about?
No, it's I don't care.
Oh, okay. So, this is maybe... 4 days before I was supposed to fly over to Europe and Dubai and Afghanistan.
Okay.
On Friday morning, I have to take a couple of my friends, business people from Japan. They have a very big toy company called Good Smile Company. They're huge in Japan.
Good Smile Company?
Good Smile Company.
Oh,
yeah.
Good Smile. Okay.
Yeah, very big toy company.
Uh-huh.
So all the executives are here. The boss, Mr. Aki, he's a very nice guy.
They Mr. love, Miyagi.
Mr. Aki.
You park your Cadillac on the street. That guy?
Yes. So Thursday night, I agreed to take them to Vegas because Japanese people love Vegas.
They really do.
They really
and
do.
And strip clubs.
Strip club.
And food. Asians in general love
gambling.
Vegas. Yeah.
Doesn't make any sense.
They do love gambling. Chinese people love gambling. Too.
We're good at math, but evidently when it comes to gambling, we forget everything because odds are against you. You would think.
Heavily against you.
But we're superstitious, you know.
Triple eight. Everything had to be 888.
Yes.
My ex-Chinese boyfriend.
So I agreed to take him Thursday night. When I wake up Friday morning, I have a fucking massive toothache. I mean, it's just killing me.
Mm-hmm.
And then I find out later on I need a 3 root canal surgery.
Holy shit.
So
this is a very good dental update.
So
please continue.
So I want to go see dentists, but I agreed to take these people to Vegas.
Oh, my God.
So I smiled the whole time. I was in ache.
What?
And every time we pulled over, have lunch or something, they want to give me food. And I don't want to have anything near that
area. So you're in horrible pain. You're like, but I owe it to you.
I just smiled like everything was okay, and it's oh, I'm
that's
just
super Asian too.
So,
like
yeah.
I'll suffer through
yeah.
this.
So super Japanese. Because
I told you I would take you to Vegas.
Yes.
So I was in pain, and like every time we pulled up to the gas station bathroom, I threw up, and like I was in pain.
Holy shit, man!
It was I mean, I don't know why I'm so sensitive about the nerve area, but it was fucking.
Everybody says it. That's a terrible pain.
It's just terrible pain. So I stay there, and I went to, once I dropped him off in Vegas, I went to CVS. They have those numbing things.
Yeah, it
didn't
work.
Do a whole lot. I had a Vicodin from my car accident injury from 2 years ago, but I started running out because I'm taking as much as I can. So this is a dental and drug update because I asked my friends in Vegas if they could help me to deal with pain because Vicodin wasn't doing shit for me. No marijuana, nothing. So only thing my friend had asked to do was Coke. I never used Coke before. So I used them. All I did was grinding more my
My God.
I don't know.
Dude.
He told me you won't feel pain. Like it didn't help me. So I was in pain.
So you did a couple of bumps or what?
I don't know. He just told me to rub it around where it was
Holy
hurting.
Holy shit.
So that didn't really help because it was itching, you know, it was hurting. So I stayed there. We finally drove back Sunday night. I passed out. Got up Monday. I went to my Eddie, who is Russell Peters' assistant, told me to go see his Persian dentist in
Vegas.
No, in LA when I drove back.
Okay.
And lucky enough, they were kind enough to meet me last minute on Tuesday. Did a surgery because I'm leaving first thing on Wednesday morning. So I had a bridge on this side. They've made a hole through my bridge.
Oh, my God.
And multiple shot of, I don't know what that chemical is. And it's just fucking hurting. And they showed me the chart where basically there's infection in my nerve. And the nerve was hitting the air, I think. That's what I remember.
Yeah, that hurts a lot.
So I think I had like root canal, 2 or 3 of them done right there. I was in so much pain. I don't care. Just do whatever. And Russell Peters, kind enough, because he's always been good taking care of everyone, he paid for the whole surgery for me.
Oh, Jesus. That's wonderful.
Because I was so afraid flying over to Europe, having toothache.
You
the
can't
whole
do that.
Oh,
wow.
My God.
You'll die.
Wow.
You man. Can't do that.
What a fucking, man, Ooh. Russell.
He always failed me
Christina and I want to get our teeth whitened for Christmas.
And I need new bondings. My two friends need to be replaced
pretty
soon. Please,
Uncle Russell, please.
It wasn't even like...
That's you know how much it was?
It's
you know how much
so
it was?
Expensive.
2 grand. And,
easy.
That's
how much mine was. I just put on the credit card. Like, ugh. You have to do it, though. You can't.
You can't. I mean, I was crying. I didn't even cry when my dad died. I was crying.
Really?
No, I just couldn't do it.
He was still full of revenge.
Because in front of everyone and stuff like that. I didn't want to show that weakness. But
we gotta make the appointment now.
I know.
No. That shit is always have to be priority because the pain is just unbelievable.
I know, man.
Did you get some good painkillers?
Yeah, but they didn't really help until like right after the surgery. Then like right away, within 2 hours, like easing of the pain, you know. You really, you don't want to get to that, man. And
You don't. If you feel any inkling of it, the beginnings of it, go.
Yeah.
But it wasn't like that. It just came to me that morning when I woke, like, what? Why am I feeling this really weird?
Really? It went from 0 to 100.
Yeah. And, like, I had to pick them up within an hour to Vegas. Like, fuck me.
So, when you
before you continue, I used the dentist because I didn't have any credit and whatever. And I just used their name to see the dentist. And I didn't even ask Russell to do it. Russell said, don't worry about it. I'll take care, pay for everything.
Aww,
wow.
I don't even ask. He always does that, man. That's everyone.
Okay. Yeah.
So you went to Europe. Is this the trip that you were referring to earlier?
Mm-hmm.
And where'd you go in Europe?
I went to Spain, Germany, Netherlands, Norway, Sweden, Denmark, Estonia.
It's a good run.
Estonia, that's
Netherlands. That's I think I maybe repeated myself. Then I went to United Arab Emirates, Dubai for the first time. And
how long a trip was this?
Almost 60 days.
Wow.
Yeah.
And did you get some nice road beef when you were out there?
Like prostitute? Yes.
Okay, that's one way of saying it, yeah. Where did you get prostitutes?
If you're going to sex tourism, I highly recommend...
Hold on. Let me write it. Yeah. Please continue.
How dare you?
I'm ready.
If you worry about... if you're going to do something like this, you probably want to go Netherlands and Germany. And
not South Africa?
Belgium, because they have it down to science over there.
Really?
Mm-hmm. It's legal. So no matter how much girls are in trouble, when you make prostitution legal, they're able to go to the police. Whereas I see a lot of these girls who travel to places like Japan... where they're a hostess, bar job, yeah, or a prostitute, or stripping, because it's not technically legal for them to work there, and those businesses are legal. Cops, even if you got raped or whatnot, they don't do anything.
Oh. Right.
And I'm not saying prostitution is a good thing.
No.
But when you legalize it, even if you protect someone like crackhead, streetwalker, prostitute, you're ensuring there's protection for all women.
Well, because let's face it, that is a societal thing that will always mm-hmm. be. There are always women who will do that. And I'm actually pro-sex work.
Yeah.
I'm pro-sex work as long as women make the money they deserve and they are protected.
Yes.
So actually, I've been to Belgium. I've been to Amsterdam where I see them regulated.
Yeah.
And it works. For their society, it works.
So, even people who runs the prostitution business in Netherlands, they will be honest enough to say, like, look, we can't 100% guarantee that some of these women are trafficked women or some of these are in relationship with a pimp mm-hmm. or a boyfriend abuse them. There's absolutely no way any country, any law could prevent that. Having said that, I do believe that they try to do the best to give them healthcare and protection and things like that.
That's all you want.
Yeah.
If you're going to have to do that shit, you just don't want to get some pimp beating the crap out of you.
Right. Jesus, yeah.
But Japan, I have to say, this is not something I'm proud of, but there is a lot of sexist attitude in that part of the world,
mm-hmm.
in addition to places like Africa and the Middle East and even Central Asia, like Afghanistan, I learned, you know. But I just want to say that, yes, I'm one of those scumbags get prostituted in those legalized area. But I just think if you want to give them the greatest legal protection, you need to legalize prostitution because you will protect them.
It's like criminalizing,
drugs and everything else.
Smoking weed.
Now, you said that you've been to Afghanistan. You have a prostitute in Afghanistan.
No, I didn't get any prostitution over there.
Oh.
But I knew right away. It was so obvious because I have that pervert's eye. I could tell, like... It was interesting. That I didn't know there's Chinese people in Afghanistan, Kabul, but there's Chinese restaurants and... not all of them, but a lot of them do have dessert with a Chinese girl prostitution.
Really?
Yeah, there's prostitution because...
How do you know, though? How do you know when you walk in?
I'm really good at finding... If you throw me any major cities of the world, it wouldn't take me that long to figure out where prostitutes are hanging out. And I don't need to get a Google. I just have a feel for them.
Really?
Okay.
Yeah.
Wow. Sixth sense, if you will.
Yeah, I mean, I have friends work for Hustler and Penthouse.
Wait, but what do you look for specifically? So let's say we drop you in Los Angeles. How do you know where to find a prostitute?
I guess I'm backpedaling. I've never got prostitute. I don't look prostitute in the States.
Okay, why is that?
Because it's illegal.
Okay.
I never want to put myself where I could get in trouble. I'm not embarrassed getting prostitute. It's just when it's illegal like that over here,
right?
It could fuck me up in so many different
yes,
ways.
Yes, obviously, yeah.
But
But how do you know when you go into a Chinese restaurant in Afghanistan, in Kabul, that that's what's going
just
on?
Just like same times when I meet porn girls who are into fucking and not, you feel a certain amount of sexual energy or lack of.
Oh. Mm.
And I could tell by just body language, stuff like that. And then I kind of thought they're prostitute or whatnot, you know? And only reason I got confirmation was when I talked to all the expats who live in the Cabo. Mm-hmm. They told me, yes, that's correct. And I did Google search. But other than that, I didn't even think that's even possible in Afghanistan, of all places. And when I was there recently in October, I think this is a good thing. There's health clinic. I don't know which organization, but they were going through all the prostitutes in Kabul and tell them basic hygiene and the way to protect yourself, because it's already bad enough when an unmarried woman is making eye contact with another man.
Oh,
the fact that they're even going, educating prostitutes about best way to protect yourself by condoms, things like that. I'm shocked, but they're doing it.
They don't even have aspirin. There are women I knew that never had taken Advil before, let alone seen a condom.
So yeah, it's
pretty crazy shit.
But back to your, I wanted to talk about your European trip.
Yes.
So you got prostitutes in Germany, mm-hmm. the Netherlands.
Yeah, those are my two favorites.
What do you love about the girls there?
Well, I think most of those girls from Eastern Europe, I mean, they're just unbelievably beautiful.
Yeah, yeah.
Like in Frankfurt Red Light District, it's fucking massive. I mean, there's so many buildings. Each building's probably got between four to six, seven rooms. And there's multiple layers of floors. Mm-hmm. So it's full of prostitutes throughout all of them.
What's the process like? You show up, you know where to go, you know, all right, these buildings up, and then do you walk in? Is there like a front desk, like you're going to a fucking
salon? There's no front desk. However, there's cameras everywhere, and there are bodyguards. So if you end up get out of control and do something to girls, there's always way for the. I've seen several incidents. Guy did something wrong to the girls, and they just beat the fuck out of these guys.
Really?
And
I've seen it in Amsterdam. There's a siren that goes off in the red light district if some guy tries to pull some shit.
Yeah.
And you'll see like tons of dudes chasing that one guy that fucked up and just pummeling him in the streets. Wow. It's kind of awesome.
Wow. Yeah, yeah. And
well, I mean, if he's hurting a girl.
Yeah, like, no, well, fuck him.
Fuck him.
Yeah, yeah.
Or trying to rip them off or, you know, all sorts of things. There's a way, I've seen it too, and it is very unpleasant. These Dutch and German guys who do security work, they look like offensive linemen.
They're huge
motherfuckers. Yeah. Huge motherfuckers.
That whole, men and women there are just massive. I've met women,
Dutch women
that are like 6'2", 6'3", and they're just like well-proportioned. They don't look like big girls. They're just, you know.
They're just sturdy.
Yeah.
By average, the Dutch and the Scandinavians are the tallest people in the whole planet.
Yeah.
By average.
I believe it.
Yeah.
So what kind of money were you dropping to, you know?
So let me give you an example. Frankfurt. So
you walk into a building.
So you go up to different floors. Mm-hmm. And let's say you see a girl that you like.
Mm-hmm.
So
what is she doing? Just like walking around?
Oftentimes they're standing in front of the door or they're in the room laying in bed.
So they're like ready.
Yeah.
And they're dressed, they're in lingerie?
Like, not lingerie. Usually like bra or...
Sweatpants.
No. Swim.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, like a swimsuit.
It's
okay.
Just what I wear.
If the girls cover a lot, I always stay away from them.
Right.
Stay away from them because I just got the feeling. My experience with the girls who have too much clothes on, they usually give you a hard time by taking all their clothes and do what they say they're going to do.
Oh, right.
Because as soon as you walk in, you have to give them the money. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like. God, that's so embarrassing. I remember one of the things you have to do when you're in Netherlands or anywhere else, you negotiate before you do anything, like, do you do this and this and that? And the girl say yes or no. And you make agreement, whatever you want to do, at the price you want to do, at the length of the time, right?
Yeah.
So sometimes when a girl agrees to do something, as soon as you give money, they don't do it.
Oh.
That makes me angry. So
then you break their arm.
No.
Okay.
So this is what I did, silly on my part, first 6 months of doing it. Because when you're doing it for the first time getting prostituted, it is kind of scary. I'm just not used to it, you know?
Yeah.
So this is what I did in the Netherlands. So the girl promised to do something. She didn't do it.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I did, Tom?
Well, I'm terrified.
Yeah. I went to police station, complain about that.
Wow.
I made a fucking complaint.
Wow.
She said she was going to do this and that. She didn't do shit. And the guy just said, sir, we don't deal with that kind of problem.
That's hilarious.
He's like the Fight Back with David Horowitz. I don't know if you remember that show where the consumer guy would fight back.
Yeah.
She fights back.
She said she was going to spit in my asshole.
Stuff like
look
that,
at my
yeah.
ass. It's totally dry.
She didn't do it, so I complained, thinking that because it's legal, all you right. could go to police. But
and they'd be like, you need to suck his balls again. Yeah. You didn't do that. That's really funny, man.
Well, what are you going to do? You can't, Jesus. You know.
Another time, my friend called me up. He knew I was in Netherlands at the time. So yeah. he told me, oh, my aunt and my cousin, her niece is there in Netherlands. Could you take her them around?
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to give their names. So I met them. I took them around Netherlands. They said they want to go red light district, which is fine. It's during the day. I didn't care. So I took them, right? And all of a sudden, when we walked by, that girl behind the window started going.
Yeah, they knock on the glass. Yeah.
Which is, it happened all the time. They're trying to get attention. Sell, hard sell, right? And they ask him, why are they doing that? Oh, just don't worry. Let's just forget. Just keep going, right? And the hooker opened the door and she goes, hey, Yoshi, are you coming back later? I'm working until 10 p.m. So, like, they didn't know I could prostitute.
Oh, shit.
Hey, Yoshi.
It's if they say, like, are you coming back? And, like, they didn't know the name. But it's one thing when somebody say your right name. Like, it was really uncomfortable silence. I can't even look at them. They didn't want to look at my face. I just pretend like it didn't happen. And I took them rest. I don't know. I took them to Anne Frank Museum or something. And
that's a fun one. Yeah. After the red light.
Nice transition from prostitutes.
Yeah.
My favorite spring cleaning takeaway is the post-clean clarity you get. Wow. How have I been living like this? It's kind of like when you find out that you've been paying a fortune for wireless when Mint Mobile has phone plans for $15 a month when you purchase a 3-month plan. More like, wow, how have I been affording this? It's time to switch to Mint Mobile and get unlimited talk, text, and data for $15 a month. We use Mint Mobile at the office and we have been saving so much money since switching over. And setting up a Mint Mobile's website was super easy. To get this new customer offer and your new 3-month unlimited wireless plan for just $15 a month, go to mintmobile.com/mom. That's mintmobile.com/mom. Cut your wireless bill to $15 a month at mintmobile.com/mom. $45 upfront payment required equivalent to $15 per month. New customers on first 3-month plan only. Speeds slower above 40 gigabytes on unlimited plan. Additional taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details. Order your alcohol with DoorDash today and drink in the savings. Use code YMH24 to get 25% off, up to $15 value on a $35 minimum subtotal on your next alcohol order for eligible users only. The alcohol selection on DoorDash is top shelf. With thousands of stores all over the country, you're sure to find what you're looking for and more. Beer, wine, mixers, mocktails, and more can be delivered straight to your door. Save up to 25% off, up to $15 value when you spend $35 or more with code YMH24. So whether you're grabbing drinks for an event or staying in for the night, DoorDash is here to help you have a great evening any evening. Terms apply. Must be 21 or older to order alcohol. Drink responsibly. Delivery and promotions available only in select markets.
I went to a brothel in Dubai.
There's a brothel in Dubai?
You wouldn't think so because of the laws being so strict.
How did you find it? Because I wanted to go one.
Of course.
Okay, I'll tell you. So we
was it all Russian?
Well, here's the thing. Yeah. So we had a Marine who was like our guide.
Yeah.
And he was really into hookers because I could tell that he kept talking about them. Like, I know this girl and this girl. And I was like, are these hookers? So he goes, yeah, you know, whatever. So I said, okay, take me to them. So he takes me and the other two comics that I'm with literally across the street from the hotel we're staying in Dubai. And you go in to the bar area and it is mostly Eastern Europeans, Asian women, a lot of Chinese.
And Filipinos.
Filipinos, Polish girls. Yeah. and they're hanging out and they come talk to you at the bar, I guess. Yeah. And that's how you negotiate.
Yeah.
Is talking at the bar and then you negotiate and then you go up to a room in that hotel.
Right.
And I was with somebody who it was like their first time maybe doing this.
Yeah.
And this guy was like so nervous and I get it because you, on the one hand, you want to try this.
Yeah.
But on the other hand, this is real. Like, this is going to happen. And yeah. You're just like,
I'll tell you what my pitch would be.
Holy shit.
I'd be like, you know what? If you give me a BJ, I'll give you a double pipe classic.
It sounds like my life story.
You know what a double pipe classic is? Yoshi, it's great. Have you ever,
I'm sorry, Yoshi,
farted and burped at the same time?
Yeah.
That's called a double pipe classic.
I didn't know that.
Yep.
What is it called in, what do you speak? Japanese?
Yeah. I don't think we have.
Yeah, it's
what called, about fart? How do you say? I know in Chinese and Taiwanese, whatever he spoke.
It's
pigu. Pigu.
Onara?
Onara.
Onara?
Yeah, in Korean it's pangu.
Pangu?
Pangu.
Yeah.
Are you, I bet it would be fun to take you to a sushi place. Do you like sushi?
Yeah.
We went to a really good spot yesterday.
You know, this sounds like a real dick thing to say, but whenever a white person said sushi's good, I'm really critical because...
Sure, I understand that.
You know, just like when I tell Mexicans like Taco Bell's are really good, they get really angry.
Yeah, but I'm not talking
about
Taco Bell.
Yoshi, I dated the Asian guy for 4 years. Do you think that I went to fucking Round Eye places to eat?
We don't hang out with Guaylo.
Listen, I eat chicken feet.
Yeah.
Okay, that's real. Shark's fin soup.
Really?
Ama ebi. With the heads, deep fried.
I'll give you credit.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right. And we go to where all like your kind are. That's the thing.
That's the rule. We don't want to see white people there.
When we go to sushi, like yesterday, nothing but ching chongs everywhere. Like people that look like you and we just ate with them, you know?
Gozaimasu!
That's pretty good. Oh, she's dead on.
Right?
Dead on. Perfect.
Four talent, years man. With the Asian guy, yeah. I tell you.
Do it again.
Arigato gozaimasu.
What's up, man?
That's not what they're saying. Are they talking about Obama?
Saying. Yeah, that's what they're saying. It's translated.
That's really good.
Thank you. Yeah. I practice. What is genki desu?
Genki desu ka means how are you doing?
Genki
are you okay?
Desu ka, right? Yeah.
Anything with the word ka means it's you just made a question out of it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Genki desu ka.
Can I tell you with the prostitutes?
Yes.
Yes.
Some of them have become a good friends of mine.
Prostitutes?
Yeah.
Really?
I email them, make sure they're okay and stuff
really?
Like that. Yeah.
Jews. Jews.
Do you know who that is, by the way?
No.
You don't?
You
might. I thought you could tell by the voice.
Let me see.
Jews. Jews.
No. Hmm. Okay.
Is it somebody you know?
No, I don't know who it is.
Oh, okay. he knows many of the superstars.
He does.
You might know. You love the stars.
Shit.
You said you were email prostitutes. Check on them, see if they're okay.
Oh, they're okay. They're good friends. But this one girl, the girl that I see a lot in Duisburg, Germany, that's a really nice area for prostitutes. There's a red light district there. It's amazing.
What's it called?
Duisburg?
Duisburg. It's like the Detroit of Germany.
Oh.
Frankfurt's the biggest one in Germany. Duisburg got some really incredible.
Duisburg.
How much coin are you dropping when you didn't tell me that? You're in Frankfurt, you go see the girl. How much, what do you negotiate? I want you to lick my balls and I want to bang you. And then I'm giving you how much?
In Frankfurt, it's, let's say, 15 minutes, 15, 20 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
Like, FNS, fucking suck.
Mm-hmm.
So you can't lick her, but you could...
You can't lick her?
No. That's okay. You have to pay more money for that. But if you're just getting, you know, they put a condom on you, she give you a blowjob, and the doggy style, missionary style, fucking her... That's 30 euro, so that's probably something like...
It's close
nothing.
To like 60 bucks, something like
30
that.
30 euro?
Not even that. It's
50?
50.
40, maybe close to 40.
Okay.
Shut your mouth. For doggy and intercourse.
Yeah.
Full intercourse.
Well, within 15 minutes or 20 minutes of it. Depends on the girl.
Up.
But you got to remember, it's legal. So there's so many girls that just drop the price of everything.
Ah.
Like, that's a great deal.
Like massage parlors.
But prices are higher in the States because it's illegal.
Right.
Right.
They have, you know what I mean? So
I might make a trip to Germany.
Huh. To Duisburg. Duisburg. Yeah.
But if you want to eat her out, lick her and stuff like that, that's probably another 20. So you're talking about 50 euro for...
Mm.
But everything's negotiable.
Yeah.
So you you talk. And, you know, this so sounds mean, but if they happen to be black prostitute, they charge less.
Sure.
The white one get more money.
Of course.
I'm just telling you how it is.
Real talk.
So I could go, they'd be like, hey, look, I want your whole left hand in my ass.
Real talk.
And then I want you to call me Daisy.
But maybe just because in Germany, the culture is such that they don't privilege. You know what I mean? They're not into it there.
But also, all of Europe, a lot of the whole thing about sex, too, is like, oh, yeah, like we know. Like we, yeah, everybody wants to have, like, it's not as sensationalized.
Yeah, it's not as taboo here.
I don't think you have as many crazy issue of women getting beat up in Europe.
No, I believe you.
Because guys always could go brothel. Yes. You know, the women are available crazy like that, you know? Yeah. So
I agree. I think it should be legal.
If you don't care about paying for it, sometimes don't have a girlfriend because that's just a hassle. And these guys, you know.
So is there anything, can you give any tips to our listeners if they're going hoe hunting? Anything you look for, keep an eye out for?
What's the best country for hoe hunting?
I like Netherlands, Germany, because you know for certain they're 18 years old.
Mm-hmm.
And they're monitored weekly.
And they have a good attitude and they're good looking.
I'm not saying, I don't know about good attitude, but I do. It just depends on the girl. But they're checked by health-wise.
Okay.
They're at least disease-free.
That's good.
And you know they're protected because one other thing, like when you get hookers in the States, is that you see same prostitute over and over and all of a sudden she disappears. Either she quits or the pimp knows she's getting too close with the customers, so they just move the girl around. But if you go to Germany and Netherlands and you see the same girl over and over, chances are she's probably doing it for herself. She's keeping her money and she's not pressured not to have any sort of feeling for the customers.
Right.
I hope so.
So, and
I can totally see you, by the way, 75 years old.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to be married to a prostitute and you guys are going to be like this cute little old pervy Asian guy and a reformed prostitute. It's going to be.
I could totally see him doing that. I feel like you have a kindred spirit with some of these
girls.
I don't
know about the married part. But
whatever. You're going to live with one. You're going to live with one, and she'll be like, I made your tea, Yoshi. And you're going to be like, well, lick my balls.
This particular Marine in Dubai had that arrangement where he was an older gentleman, and he would just have these girls stay with him, kind of clean up, hang out for as long as he wanted or they wanted.
Yeah.
And then, you know, on to the next. And it's kind of a nice way to go if you don't really want marriage and you don't want a relationship, but you want to have somebody around. How dare you?
Sounds fun.
Well, you can go ahead and have that.
I do know a lot of them. I still keep contact with them. And it's they're friends. You know.
How many are we talking here you're friends with? Special ones?
I probably got like maybe half a dozen that I've been emailing still.
Do you ask for some wild kinky shit or are you pretty straightforward?
I'm not into that kinky stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But my friends think it's crazy because I do like eating them out and stuff like that. Uh-huh. You know?
Okay. The prostitutes,
Yeah.
But, well, it's only dicey because of
hepatitis and stuff like that.
Well, the numbers they got running through that area. You know what I mean? It's like the Grand Central Station of vagina. There's a lot going on.
My friend got mad when I said that in another podcast that we used to do.
Yeah.
And he got mad because it's so dangerous or whatever. But and he didn't like my analogy. But you know how some people just love climbing mountains, but they're risking their life?
Right.
I think that's crazy shit. But I wouldn't tell that person not to do it because that's something that he or she loved to do.
I love your analogy, Yoshi.
But I'm 43, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like when I'm seeing some of these Romanian, Bulgarian friends, they're prostitutes, but they're friends now. Mm-hmm. But like, I can be incredibly superficial. They're just beautiful. And I look at myself naked. It's just disgusting. But these girls are just fun. And
wait, now I got to ask you this. Because you've mentioned a few times that you're friends with some of these girls. If you were to go back, somebody that you've known maybe a while now, you've had physical relations with.
Yeah.
But you've maintained this friendship and you were to go back, would you hang out with them like outside of their work?
I mean, they don't want to go out because they need to work.
Right.
But I'll pay them like an hour and not necessarily have sex or anything like
that. Oh, really?
Yeah.
But just hang out?
Yeah.
No shit.
Yeah. I like them because I just think the reason I like them, the ones that I'm friend with, for them to go through such a hard time and still have such a like loving feeling toward me, because I can't imagine as a woman working even behind the counter of a porn convention, like,
because people are just totally
idiots, and the way they talk to women and stuff like that, and some of them act like they've never talked to a woman. Like, I hate men more than them, but enough of them told me they don't like them, but enough of them also told me, like, that's fine. It's, you know, like, they're just awkward. They don't know how to be around women like mm-hmm. that. For them to be that patient, I'm always amazed by women like that.
Now,
be that patient.
But if you want any more, if you wanted anything sexual with even with the ones you're friends, you still have to pay for it.
Yeah, yeah. And it wouldn't be fair for me to just take their time. They need to work.
You know? You don't feel like the friendship is at all compromised by the fact that you have to pay them?
No, not at all. Because I feel like they need that money and they need help. And it doesn't bother me at all.
Okay. Yeah. Well, I respect that.
Your sex life is important, but your schedule is busy. You don't have the time to go to a doctor's office to get treated for your erectile dysfunction. Through Hims, now you can get treated for ED without stepping foot outside your door. Hims is changing men's health care by providing access to affordable sexual health treatments from the comfort of your couch. Hims provides access to doctor-trusted ED treatment, options such as chewable hard mints, brand-name treatments like Viagra, or generic alternatives for up to 95% cheaper. The process is simple and 100% online. No uncomfortable doctor's visits. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/YMH. That's hims.com/YMH for your personalized ED treatment options. hims.com/YMH. Hard mints are chewable compounded products which are not approved by or verified for safety or effectiveness by the FDA. Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Here's something I wanted to ask you. Mm-hmm. You said you've been out of work now. We covered your work situation on the last episode, how you're falling out.
Yeah.
What are you going to be doing the next couple days for work?
So I got this letter like early in the year, and they're looking for Asian people for some kind of medical testing.
Wait a minute. Are they going to put you in a shower and then... Maybe there's a camp you can go to.
So, you know, when I had a job, I didn't really give a fuck about that. But since I'm running out of money and stuff, they called me last week asking me if I was interested. I said, like, well, it just depends on what we're talking here. Hmm. And so I went yesterday, Orange County in Anaheim. I think you have my card. And
yes.
It's kind of some kind of migraine test. Mm-hmm. Amgen, that's the name of the pharmaceutical company, Amgen.
Okay.
So they're testing that. So I don't know which group I'm in because one group is placebo, second group is they're actually using the drug.
Uh-huh. And, but they don't tell you. Obviously.
They don't tell you. Yeah. And I read in a very like second to, or maybe third to last page, side effect, it might cost, you know, in a worse scenario, death, whatever, blah, blah, blah. So.
Oh, I hope they're paying you a lot.
Yeah.
You get like $100 a day.
Oh, that right?
When I read that part, I just laughed like, now I have to do it. So.
You really like danger.
Not danger, but it's, you know, whatever. I'm not doing anything next 2 days. So yesterday I went, they took my blood, my urine, did the EKG things. They checked my heart rate. They checked my height, weight, my eyes, mm-hmm. everything for like a couple hours. Then literally like 10 minutes before, I parked a couple blocks from here. Yeah. But I was half an hour early, so I was going through my cell phone, things like that. 10 minutes before I come over and saw you, she called me and said, hey, we checked for everything. And they checked for everything, like hepatitis, HIV. You know, I have nothing.
Clean bill of health.
Wow,
clean bill.
Yoshi. Nice. Yeah.
And you throw your dick around,
despite
man.
Despite going down on prostitutes.
Yeah, man.
That's
good for
wonderful.
You.
Good.
And
beautiful
a lot story. A lot of prostitute.
What I mean, a warm
I
story.
Well. I haven't gone to, you know, got a checkup in a while. So
how many prostitutes would you say you've been with?
If I have to make a wild guess right now?
Yeah.
Just quantify it.
Yeah. Ballpark it.
400 or 500 maybe?
Wow.
Are you serious?
Yeah. Wow. At least.
Really?
And porn people, I don't know. I don't know. I lost count after a while.
Wait, how many porn people do you think you've been with?
No, I mean, I don't know, getting blowjob, is that considered sex?
Well, I mean, I would throw that into the, like, sexual encounters.
Yeah.
You got a lot of porn BJs?
Well, you know the number one rule of getting blowjob from porn star?
No.
Just stick your dick in front of their face. Because if you go to a shoot...
It's a good rule.
If you go to shoot and then, like, gangbang or something like that, mm-hmm. I'm literally, like... Especially when they take a break or something, but you put a dick in front of her face. I mean, I have plenty of friends in the business getting blowjob. They were not even in the scenes and stuff. You know?
Really?
Yeah.
And you've done that too?
A couple times.
Where were you? Were on a set?
Yeah, multiple times. I mean, I tried. There was like...
Wait, so you're tricking her? Is that what you're saying?
No, not tricking. She knows I wasn't on the film.
No, but it's like a dog that likes snossages.
Huh.
And she's been
I think
feeding
he tricks her.
And then
a
you go, here's another one.
No.
It's just a different flavor.
I think she's like, oh, is this guy in the scene?
Well, if the cameras are off, right? There's no camera on.
Or if it's on, my friends would like edit that part out. Or something.
Really?
Yeah.
So you're probably on film getting a BJ?
Well, you know, I remember when I was visiting here in 97 or 08. I don't know why. I went to porn shop. No, I overheard a couple guys talking about. There's like gangbang thing that you could just show up and get a blowjob or whatever. Mm-hmm. So I did a little research. I found out where it was. And there's like a bunch of guys in line naked, right? And like back then, at least I don't remember getting tests if I had an HIV or something.
Yeah.
But I'm standing in line naked except I had a mask on.
You did one of those mask things?
I tried to do it. Yeah. But there was a black guy standing behind me. He tripped and his dick kind of like... slap my kind of ass area really fast, and like I got really upset. I don't know why. I just got really, really fucking upset.
Uh-huh.
I fucking left. I didn't get a blowjob. I just fucking left. But
poor
I just
kid.
Remember, like,
what a waste of a day.
Yeah. Walked out of there,
mask.
Tears coming out of my face. I'm driving out of there with my rental car. But I was like 19.
Like, I'm supposed to get blown right now,
motherfucker. Like, you know, I'm probably shit. Couple N words. Anyway, so drive out of there.
Okay.
But he slapped my ass with his massive dick, so I left. But that was the closest I got, like, in front of it, you know.
But you got a couple on-set, off-camera BJs.
Yeah.
Just by, like you said, shoving your dick in someone's face.
They told me, my friends told me to do it.
Like, take your dick out.
Yeah. Or I've been in, like, porn parties, and, like, we were drinking late and smoking, and the girl just, I don't even remember the girl's name. You want a blowjob? Like, yes. I mean, I'm not going to refuse a blowjob.
Sure.
But, yeah, but they're so casual about it.
Sure.
Know? That's now, just their just way of saying hello.
On your on-set, BJ, were you able to, did you go to completion? Like, you're able to finish and everything?
No, I was too nervous.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know what's interesting, though, is that my friends that have had a mm-hmm. pretty promiscuous background, mm-hmm. like, they've done hundreds and hundreds of dudes.
Yeah.
They never get the diseases. It's
yeah.
always the people that yeah. are like, I had two boyfriends.
The one time.
They have
the second
yeah.
boyfriend. Yeah.
yeah.
And they have like
yeah.
the bummer STD, you know? It's so funny. It's totally how it goes.
You know, this is a perfect time. And this isn't a new one or anything, but I think we haven't done results yet from this. So if you don't mind, just a quick interruption. We'll get
yeah.
right back to this.
Sure.
But... We didn't read results.
No.
From the last fill her up, seal her shut. You can weigh in before we read the results.
I don't know what this is.
We just give you two people, and you tell us. We tell you two celebrity names.
Yeah.
And you tell us who you would rather fill up and seal shut. And you can use your imagination as to what you would fill them up and seal them shut with.
Wait, okay? I don't get it. Give me an example. Like,
You have a penis.
We didn't play this with you last time.
I guess not. We just tell you two people, and we say, who do you prefer? It's who do you prefer sexually, but we call it fill her up, seal her shut, because we can fill her up and seal her shut with all your fluids.
Okay.
You look confused still.
Well, why don't we try playing around? I've got some here that
you
I want to suggest. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
In light of Yoshi's...
Should we do results first?
Well, okay,
results
yeah,
from the previous?
Sure. Yeah, okay.
All right, so as always, we encourage our listeners to go to facebook.com/yourmomshousepodcast. And if you like that, you can post comments. It's like a forum for the show A lot of you guys do it. It's a really fun place. We post there. We read your stuff. And this is where we always put the polls up for Fill Her Up and Seal Her Shut. You get to vote who you'd want. Now, here's what's interesting. On the last time, we mentioned Taylor Swift or Kelly Clarkson. And I predicted a landslide.
Okay.
I don't know if you remember, I was on Team Taylor, and you were on Team Kelly Clarkson.
Well, yeah, because she's a giver.
Right, but you know what? A lot of people sided with you.
Really?
Well, Taylor won, but she only won...
Really?
...by 24 votes.
Oh, okay, so it was a close...
It was 84 to 60 on that one.
Okay.
Much closer than I didn't think it was going to be close. I'm interested as to why... So many people must have sided with you. It's one of the rare instances where people have sided with you. You know what I mean?
How dare you?
And
can I comment on that?
Sure. Go ahead.
Sure.
Taylor, she's young, right? I think.
They're both young. I mean, I think Taylor might be younger.
I differentiate between girls who are sexy and sexual. Mm-hmm. She doesn't seem that sexual to me.
Okay.
And
which one? I'm sorry, Taylor.
Yeah.
I agree. I think she's too high maintenance, and that she wouldn't give a guy a BJ, or she wouldn't put out the way that Kelly would.
Or not like a real slopper.
I'm not calling Kelly a slut or anything, but
no, this is not about that.
But you want a slopper. You want to spit and vomit
on
there.
I prefer that, but sure. You don't want to be with somebody like disgusted by that.
Oh, of course. Either. And if you're like, I'm going to come in your asshole. Yeah.
Taylor doesn't seem like...
Okay.
I'm sure it'll be fun to look at her naked, but I don't feel that energy.
But you could
all.
Just fucking gorilla pound her and just break her in half. That'd be fun, right?
It's not fun if the girl at least seemed like they're into a little bit.
Isn't that what you're into? No. All right. Well,
I'm not that Japanese or Asian.
On the
Jesus.
Yeah, you Japanese guys, they really are into the making the girl fucking pay the price.
You know what I don't like? And this is something I always hear a lot about Asian guys.
Yeah.
Not Asian American, they're different, but like Japanese guys.
Yeah.
The one that creep me out a lot, and I hear this a lot, maybe I'm just hanging up the wrong people, but...
Yeah,
this thing where guys are really into when girls just completely passed out.
Nah, I'm not into that.
No, but that's like
that's a Japanese thing.
I hear it a lot. I've never done it, but
well, that's interesting.
And creepy,
very creepy to me. But I try not to pass that judgment on what turns people on.
Yeah,
I know that everybody's different, but I cannot do a passed out person. That's not happening for me.
Me neither. It's death. It's necrophilia.
The other result that we have to read is from the male side of the Fill Her Up, Seal Her Shut.
Oh, okay.
Or Fill Me Up, Seal Me Shut. We put out there Ryan Gosling or Orlando
Bloom. Oh, I forgot
Bloom.
I had a crush on him last week. Yeah.
Ugh.
I forgot about Ryan Gosling. I'm
talking
already.
About him nonstop.
He's so dreamy.
Gosling crushed it.
Oh, hands down, yeah.
He won 75 to 17.
Oh, my gosh.
But there's still 17 votes for Bloom.
Okay, Orlando's cute in his own way.
Yeah, but Gosling.
Gosling, he could fill me up all day long, seal me shut to the point of no other sealant being able to go in there. You know what I mean?
No.
He could really
I'm not surprised by that result at all.
No?
No.
Why, you want him to fill you up too?
No. Oh, right, Gosling. Oh.
Arigato!
Konnichiwa.
That's exciting.
Yeah. So please vote. That's how you vote there. And you want to add a couple? That's what you want to do?
Yeah, okay. Well, in light of Yoshi visiting, I thought it would be fitting if we did kind of the old school porn stars. The porn stars that I grew up with.
Oh, okay.
And maybe you guys grew up with.
And this is something that Yoshi knows very well.
Right. I mean, these are the guys I used to watch on VHS. Like I would, my dad had tapes and I would kind of sneak them.
Instead of reading names, should we just show a picture of vaginas? And Yoshi would be like, I know who that is.
You might be able to.
I can tell by her ass hair.
Show him pictures of penises.
Yeah. So how did you have access to porn when you were a kid?
So,
No, that was his phone.
Oh,
she thought I farted. So that was a double pipe classic.
The double pipe classic. My father worked has a business next door to a porn company in the 80s.
Really?
Yeah, and it's in like, the Valley. I grew up in the San Fernando Valley. So it was around the time that became popular. And of course, they would give us, like, I worked in my dad's offices in the summer, and they would just give us, like, stacks of tapes.
Do you remember which company it was? I'm curious now.
No. I do not. But anyway, so we would have these tapes, and my dad, being a single guy, obviously kept them, and me, being a curious teenage girl, would look at them. So here's my top. I remember these guys very well.
Right.
Probably why I like big dudes. My very first porn I ever saw was with Ron Jeremy.
Mm-hmm.
Oof.
So I'm going to go old school classic. Ron
now,
Jeremy.
Ron Jeremy now or Ron Jeremy then?
No, in the 80s.
He's still around. He's still dropping dick.
Okay. Well, however you want
to Ron Jeremy
it.
Was in very good shape.
Right, in the old school. Yeah.
Was he ever? Because the ones I thought he still had a belly and he was still hairy.
There was a little era.
He's cute.
He was a Playgirl model.
No.
Yes, that's how he got into business.
Really? Find a picture of him.
The girl who was dating him took naked picture of him and sent it to them, and they loved it, so they put him in Playgirl. That's
how. I did not know that. Mm-hmm. I thought that he was always kind of a bit slobby, and that's why I liked him, because he kind of looked
real. He was a teacher
real.
At the time. He didn't plan to be in porn business, but that really started his path to this career.
Well, and I liked him because he seemed to be playful and funny, and he had a good attitude. And I always liked big, funny guys. I always liked Belushi, and anyway. Okay, so I'm going to do old school Ron Jeremy to fill you up and seal you shut, or Evan Stone. Remember Evan Stone?
He's still around, too,
He is still around, but he was kind of an oldie but goodie.
Is he not considered an old stone?
Yeah, he's really? Over 50.
Is he over 50?
I think so. Evan.
I don't know.
He's been around
forever. He's been around forever.
So you're asking me which one you would pick?
No. So this is your opinion. Who would you rather have fill you up and seal you shut?
Me as a guy?
Jeans.
What? Is that Ron? Oh, he looks great. He looks amazing.
Yeah.
Oh, Ronnie. He's
looks
so,
good there.
He looks great. He's hairy and...
So nice. Soon as his
healthy hog on him,
healthy hog.
Soon as that thing was released, all the women in the neighborhood in Queens went crazy for him. You know,
really?
Yeah, it was in his documentary.
And then here he is.
He's adorable. But who doesn't like Ron Jeremy?
On Play Bear.
He's got a leather harness on, a bondage harness, and a lolly.
Yeah,
I like him. I did some stand up show with him. Probably Tripoli's early shows.
Did you guys hook up?
Totally. No, but he was funny. He had a good sense of humor about himself.
Yeah.
I always admire that. So, Yoshi, who would you rather have fill you up and seal you shut?
You mean young Ron Jeremy or young Evan Stone?
Right.
Yeah.
Look
back
at
in
way.
Their prime.
Yeah.
I got to go with the funny guy than Ron Jeremy, I guess.
Wow.
Cracking jokes.
Because Evan was all business.
Yeah.
Ponytail.
But now I
serious.
Feel like Evan is a very
he's a good
playful,
performer.
But he's also, he has a sense of humor. He's a silly guy.
Yeah.
Right? He likes to have fun.
Some self-consciousness.
Sure.
Yeah.
Sure. He's playful.
This is a very uncomfortable question, but yeah,
supposed
I guess Ron Jeremy.
It's supposed to be.
So there you have it, ladies and gentlemen. Yoshi likes men. This is where we... No, I know.
Tommy.
That's how the game is played.
Tommy, what about you?
Oh, definitely. I mean, I'm going to go with the icon, Ron Jeremy. He's fun. It's funny. And you know, I have a feeling he would make it like tolerable. He'd be like, look, neither of us wants to be here.
That's how I imagine he starts every scene.
Let's get through this.
All right, look, I know you don't want to bang the fat, hairy guy, but here it goes. I'm going to fuck you on this forklift.
I don't want to take you to the cleaners. So who's the other side?
So
give us
silly.
What's the female?
So this is the female one.
Okay.
So this is where I get to be gay. Yoshi, don't worry. I absolutely loved Nina Hartley growing up.
Yeah.
An icon. She seemed to be very, very much a willing participant in pornography, and she loved doing it. And Ginger Lynn.
Wow. Yeah.
So I'm going to go with those two. And Ginger Lynn, I also loved her too.
No disrespect to Ginger Lynn, but I put my face into Nina Hartley's ass.
Okay.
Amazing.
Really?
And yeah, her ass. Even as somebody who's around 50, a little over 50. Yeah.
Gotta be over 50.
It's incredible. It's incredible. And she's very
She works out. She's very physical. I've seen a documentary.
Ginger Lynn looks great, but maybe 6-7 years ago, she had her panties on. But as funny picture, I just put my face in right into her ass.
Into Nina's ass.
God, it's just firm. It's incredible.
She's wonderful. So I'm going to go Nina Hartley.
Nina Hartley.
You're
for
saying
me.
Nina Hartley.
Oh, yeah.
Tom Segura?
Well, I was debating it, but then like after that description of Nina's
her ass.
Ass
is incredible.
Well, look, I'm not an ass. I personally don't have a great ass. I'm all tits.
I'm looking at photos of...
who is that?
This is Ginger.
Ginger Lynn's beautiful. I like her too.
She's definitely doing work and touching work.
Girlfriend of Charlie Sheen for wit.
Is that right?
She was?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
I wonder if they ever did it.
They're not married, silly.
Oh, yeah.
It doesn't work like that.
I'm going to keep it fucking gangster and go Nina Hartley too. Yeah.
Wow. We're all in unanimous decision.
And no,
on
and
this
no disrespect
one.
To Ginger Lynn, obviously.
Never.
You are a treasure.
Of course.
So,
well, what about this one? I'm going to do an updated one,
okay.
Just out of curiosity.
Yeah.
I admire both these women greatly. I've met both of these women. Jenna Jameson mm-hmm. or Belladonna?
Oh, Belladonna. Not even close.
That's Sophie's choice for me, because I feel like both of those women have wonderful traits.
Belladonna.
As performers, as people.
It's not close for me
either. As stars.
Belladonna. Could be one of the greatest performer of all time. No, I'm not. I'm
okay, you sorry. Said that like you were talking about Carl Lewis.
Right.
Right?
Or Robert De Niro.
Yeah.
When he played
her,
Taxi Driver.
Her pervert IQ is, it's just, I mean, you can't even give a score. It's so high.
Yeah.
And her friendliness, she have an incredible appetite and her performance and the those crazy body angles that she does.
Mm-hmm.
Jenna Jameson, big star and good performer, but very, very few people could come close to what Belladonna is capable of doing.
Yeah, I mean,
she is incredible.
My only concern with Belladonna is I don't know if she could handle me. You know?
I will say that Jenna is more of a girl's girl in that
like
women,
a California girl kind of thing.
No. In that women, and I like watching Jenna because she's like me. I'm more related to Jenna Jameson. Belladonna is more of a guy's girl where, like you said, she's got a high perv IQ. She can gauge what the dude wants. Jenna is kind of more for the girls.
Yeah.
She knows how we think and that's how she performs, how a woman thanks more, I think. But I do, and I like Belladonna as a person. I got to meet her and talk to her at length.
Her
one
personality
night.
Is incredible. Performance.
Super smart, very articulate, very bright, beautiful.
I have to put
I like her
top three all time. And I watch a lot of fucking
movies. Wow, that's quite the endorsement. So, Belladonna, if you're listening, we're huge fans.
I like them both.
Yeah.
I like them both.
And if you talk to a real old school pornographer who did a scene with her, not even close, they will tell you Belladonna, hands down.
Really?
Yeah. It's, you know, if you're asking, Tracy Lords is up there with her. They're in the same company.
Oh,
yeah.
We forgot about Tracy.
You know,
Lords.
I saw HBO did one of these. They did like this porn, you know, series, documentary style thing, and they were talking to one of the guys, and he was like, "Man, I did a scene with Belladonna. I thought she was gonna like fucking hurt me."
Yeah.
Like he was like, he felt like he was the chick. He said,
"Yeah."
In that documentary.
Wait, who's your chick? Who's your pick for this one?
Oh, Belladonna.
Belladonna, hands down.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
I have my own reasons.
The baseball bat. The one time I saw her put a baseball bat in her asshole, and that one troubled me for days.
Yeah. Well, you know.
She is amazing. She's I'm telling you.
I like that transition.
But Jenna.
Baseball bat? She's amazing.
Jenna Jameson would never put a baseball bat in her ass, and that's the distinction between the two women. But I'm not saying not that one is better than the other, that different brands. Different styles. You understand what I'm saying? Now, Jenna will put on a pair of angel wings and eat out her friend for an hour and a half, but she's not going to put a baseball bat.
You know,
in her ass.
I don't know if this makes sense.
Mm.
You know, when you're eating fish sometimes, I often find myself loving fish. The tastiest fish tend to be ugly fish.
I don't know what you're saying.
Like you could get the prettiest fish and eat them, they don't taste that good.
Of course, ugly. Yeah.
Sometimes people get too caught up on like big boob, blonde hair, classic blonde.
It's
looks.
The Kelly Clarkson, Taylor Swift debate. Who's going to work harder for your affection?
Right,
but I don't know.
Belladonna has a little space between her two.
I love those kind of
little imperfections that make
I
you.
I love those cuteness.
Right.
And I don't know how many times I've gotten prostitute that looks mediocre looking or unattractive, but they fuck amazing. They're into it. And I don't know how many times I got a girl that's beautiful, but like they're just boring and there's a lousy lay, whatever, you know. Yeah. So that's something that factoring. And
do you ever go get a prostitute?
Uh huh.
And then it's not what you expected, not what you wanted. You leave unhappy. You just go get another prostitute?
Sure. Or
Sure.
Or I get a girl that she's gonna be mediocre and like pleasantly surprised, like incredible.
Wow. Mm. Wow.
You know.
You know what Jenna is? Sorry, back to Jenna Jameson. Before she
I'm not into fake tits too. I hate it. I hate fake tits.
I don't believe in it. I don't believe in fake breasts because I do feel it's a form of Chinese foot binding. Yeah. I feel that it's barbaric. In my opinion, and I understand there's some women that don't have breasts, and to do that makes them feel better, and that's fine. I feel it's barbaric. I mean, why would you put fake things into your chest?
I think one of the problem with a lot of the girls who get the implants is they don't know how many people like what they've got going on.
And that's the thing.
They only think someone will like me more if I get the big ones.
Before 1986 or whatever, when people started doing that shit, small breasts, medium breasts, large, they were all in style.
And here's what they don't know. Us
it comes
guys,
and goes.
We like all the different size tits.
Guys don't care.
Yeah, it's a myth that they got to be huge to
I
be
agree.
Great. Guys like little tits. They like
guys like
uneven
tits. Period.
Tits. They just like tits.
This is my experience, and this is where women hurt themselves when they read things like Cosmopolitan and Glamour.
Yeah, I agree. It's propaganda. Yeah. I agree.
Because
patriarchal
women think women who read those magazines think they like men like women who are super super skinny, and believe me. Working in that porno business for a long time, at least when it comes to sexual appetites, they're not into like super skinny ass bitches. I'm sorry, they're just not into movies with big ass blah blah blah. Or
those are huge. Do you know those are the huge?
Those sells more, and guys are into that. We don't want to get too ridiculous. The point of like some of these extreme black guys are like too big, but those glamour girls, the girls are. 5'11" and 120 pounds. Mm-hmm. I mean, they look beautiful, but when it comes to sex, I don't know necessarily that's what men are looking for.
I agree.
Right.
I don't think so. My 13 years of experience, that's not the case.
You look at that, and that's like, that's like a nice, it's like a fashion shot. You're like, it's beautiful. She wears that dress, but it's not.
But they look like 15-year-old boys.
Yeah.
And I think, too, that there's a man out there for the type you are.
Yeah.
Right? If you are a heavier girl, some guy is going to die to have
you. I know guys
you.
Like that.
I do
guys
too.
That fucking love that shit.
That's why
man.
It kills me when girls try to be that perfect thing, and it's just not, it's not possible. It's not attainable. Mm. But I do love Jenna Jameson for that Barbie doll thing. There's something inside of me as a girl where you kind of want to see that exist, and she was that, and she seemed very pro-girl. I don't know, but I don't know.
I liked her when she did her first film, which, interesting enough, it was through Evil Angel.
Really?
Yeah, it's called Up in Commerce, number 10 or 11, maybe. And she looks so young and scared. She did a scene with a guy named Randy West. But to me, she looked great with small breasts, looking natural.
Natural.
I just like natural over any other stuff.
I'm totally with you on that,
I'm just not into fake
There's
tits.
A couple girls that I remember seeing that I was like, this is a cute girl.
Yeah.
And then for whatever, like time goes by, and then I saw her again, and like they've changed, it's like they adopt what they think the porn look is.
Yeah.
And they
there's
get,
a look.
They get the rock hard, huge tits that aren't proportionate to their body.
Yeah.
Some of them even now look like they get like nose jobs and stuff and their faces. And you're like, you lost the whole appeal. The appeal
That's
is
why I like this
totally
in
gone.
The 70s. Like I remember I
natural.
Saw it, I
natural.
Saw a deep
Christy
throat.
Canyon.
Yeah.
Even Linda Lovelace. I mean, she was a huge star. Right. But it was irrelevant how big her tits were or how skinny she was. She had a skill.
A hairy pussy.
Mm-hmm.
Huge. So
huge. That's and that's another thing that kills me is that women are waxing their fucking
their beebs.
Their ginies. And that just started. Hairy bushes were in up until the 90s, for God's sakes. This is arbitrary. It comes and it goes. So I don't have a full one, but you can just, clean
now,
it up.
Now, before we got to wrap this shit up, you told us about Europe, prostitution.
Afghanistan.
A medical clinic that you're getting migraine testing at that you're going to die. Mm-hmm. And then, but you also did some touring recently.
Yeah.
With Attell.
Yes.
Who we hit upon last time you were here. How was it? Tell me about your tour.
Oh, my God.
Where'd you go? What shows did
we,
you do?
So we did one show in Boston and Chicopee, Mass for a couple of shows. Then in that was first week of October. Second week, we did Brea. Third week, Phoenix.
Wow.
Then after that, I did the Anti-Social Network with Artie Lang,
How
Amy
great
Schumer.
He got to do Jim the Norton Anti-Social Network tour. Norton, Schumer, Lang, what else?
Dave Attell.
How great was that?
Great. And it was first time I was able to talk to Artie Lang. He is a fantastic guy. He's really a guy's guy. And he told me a bunch of show business story. And
How great would it be to
He was great. He's great. I mean, I hope you guys get him because he's got... And I knew from over the years, because I keep hearing from everyone else,
yeah,
Artie's a guy who go out of his way to spend money and help people.
Yeah,
you
yeah,
know?
Yeah.
And he
yeah
go beyond like...
I love him.
He's just fucking great. So the tour was great. Before the show's over, a quick note. I had a wonderful time in Afghanistan. I made a lot of expats friends there.
Yeah.
It changed my life. And I'm helping my friend, Sarah Jean. She's works in Afghanistan, trying to raise money for women in Afghanistan.
Oh, good.
And the website, it's One Way. It's all way.com. It's
say it again.
The website is one women per year. Oh god damn, I forgot my the website. It's allway.com. So okay. all is for one and oh away is way.com. And my friend Sarah Jean is trying to raise money for women of Afghanistan, trying to send them to colleges and universities.
That's great.
And so if people are interested in helping, you find that website.
Well, that's great.
OWAY.com.
Yeah. Okay.
And my friend Sarah Jean is trying to raise $3 million to send women because women of Afghanistan needs money.
They're
for
so
school
fucked. And also, the government, our U.S. government, will build schools for these women and yeah children to go to school, and the Taliban will destroy them
yeah
in about a week or two. So these kids, men and little boys and little girls,
does it pop up?
Do not get educated in Afghanistan. They desperately need your
damn
help.
It. That's not it. Fuck. Yeah.
You gave the wrong website.
Let's
I'll find it and send it to you. Yeah. Maybe you could put it on your website. But
okay. Is that
oneway.com is the, or what is it?
Something near that. It's like one woman a year program.
One woman a year program.
And they're trying to raise money next June in London to raise $3 million. And my friend Sarah Jean, very good friend of mine, works in Kabul.
Well, it's definitely not oneway.com because that is, will you go to heaven or hell? Take the test and find out.
Whoops.
This sucks. I want to plug this the right way. This sounds good.
Maybe next episode, maybe you could, I'll send the information.
Okay.
Maybe beginning of it. But yeah.
Here he goes. Here's one woman a year. Hold on. I think I just found it. Course, loading extremely.
So it changed my mind. Life.
It's OWA is the acronym, but it is onewomanayear.org. So
there you go.
Okay.
So
spell
it's
it
actually
out.
Spelled it out. O N E woman W O M A N A year dot org.
Onewomanayear.org. Okay.
Yes.
So now you know.
For Oxford, that's the one.
So it's UK.
And they're raising money for these Afghan women.
Yes, they need it because recently Malala, the little girl who got shot
yeah
in the head in Pakistan.
Yeah.
So I'm going back in next April, taking my friend David Cho, graffiti artist. Hopefully we do some artwork and help them, which is ironic because if I never got fired from porno business, I would have never had a chance to go to Afghanistan
well
and do that.
There you go. See
you're over this
good
now. I want you to be over this.
It's all good.
Dude, it was great having you here.
Yes, thank you, Yoshi.
Can you please get a tell for us?
Yes. I'll let me work on it. Seriously.
Okay, you know, yeah, we would love to have
him. Yeah.
And
he's wonderful.
Oh, yeah. You know, we're huge, huge fans. Yeah, thanks for coming by. This is the end of our second part of this podcast. And you're always welcome here, man.
Thanks for doing
you're
this show. It's really
welcome
fun for me. And
good,
you guys are fun to talk to. And I'm always surprised how much people respond and email me back and Facebook me or Twitter account.
And give it again your Twitter for people that know.
Twitter.com/ it's Yoshi Obayashi.
So it's at Yoshi Obayashi,
yeah,
which is Y-O-S-H-I and then
O-B-A-Y-A-S-H-I.
Okay. We'll tag him on the site,
Obayashi,
obviously. Yeah.
Phonetic Japanese. Right?
Yeah.
We'll leave you with a little bit of stand up from Yoshi. You get a little taste of what he does.
No, don't. I don't want to hear that. Oh, okay. That's so mean.
I'm turning Japanese, I really